Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk about what is shadow work and what is your shadow. So shadow work has a lot to do with the subconscious mind. And like, in case you haven't already noticed so much of what the personal development school is and what one of our like sort of original the slogans used to be was personal development tips and tools for the subconscious mind. And so a lot of this work, when we're talking about attachment theory, when we're talking about your shadow, when we're talking about communication, emotional regulation, all of these things that are not working for us are because we have imprints, negative subconscious imprints that we collected over time that created coping mechanisms or behavioral patterns that are basically automatic and habitual in many of us that tend to sometimes create pain. And like so much of what we're doing here is being able to recognize what those things are, where their roots are, and then how to reprogram those by engaging the subconscious mind in the process so we can actually see lasting transformation and results. And so shadow work really falls into this category. So where does shadow work come from? Well, the term is originally a term coined by Carl Jung in Jungian psychology. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with him. He was sort of like Freud's protege, essentially. And so he talked about the shadow as basically being these hidden traits within our personalities that are basically repressed into the subconscious and that we're not necessarily consciously aware of. And how these traits basically get repressed into the subconscious mind is because during our process of conditioning and growing up, we make negative associations to these elements or aspects within ourselves. So I'll give you an example. Let's pretend that you're a young child. And let's say that when you're 3 years old, you start expressing yourself more emotionally. And let's also say, even though this is a little bit stereotypical, it's also very truthful in many ways. Let's say you're a male. And let's say that you are taught that men are weak if they cry, you know, boys will be laughed at if they cry, all these different things. And so maybe you have a father or a mother or both who shame you for your emotional expression and crying. And so what you learn is, oh, this part of me is bad and it's unaccepted and it's unwelcome and it gets punished or rejected when it's shown. So what I'll do in order to cope in my environment or cope with my environment is just push this part of myself down and repress it. And over time, through consistent denial and rejection of that part of yourself, you learn to basically deny that part of yourself and get really good at hiding that that part of yourself exists. Now, the catch-22 is that that's part of our human nature. We're not going to lose our emotions. Even if we repress them, they're either going to come out in some other form, and sometimes that form can be in illness in our body or in, you know, a whole bunch of different things. Or we're just going to only be able to repress for so long until those things come up eventually, maybe years later. And then we're usually when we've repressed something for a very long time, we are, believe it or not, as equipped to deal with those things as we were at the age that we repressed them. So if I'm that young boy, pretend, right? And I've spent all this time in my life repressing this aspect of myself, when it does come up, I haven't had any socialization in that area. I haven't had any, or very little at least, experience with this part of myself. So I just know it from my three-year-old perspective, and that's it. And this is what happens when we repress parts of ourselves. And then sometimes when things come up for us, challenges or fears or relationship issues or people leaving or splitting up, sometimes we feel childlike in how we're dealing with things. That's usually a signpost of like an emotionally regressed aspect of yourself that you've sort of rejected or exiled from the wholeness of who you are. So I have some exciting news, which is that we are doing $1,000 off of our lifetime membership sale to the Personal Development School, which means you get access to literally everything at PDS for your entire rest of your life.
Essentially, that entails all of our different courses you have lifetime access to. I do 4 live webinars a week, every single week. You can access them ongoing, and you get access to all of our daily community events permanently. So literally access to everything at the PDS platform forever. And if you're looking to find community, you're looking to connect with like-minded people who are also working on their relationships, care about emotional connection and healing, we've got all those different events. And if you just want the security of that ongoing support and connection whenever you need it, that's just on demand, that is there for you. We have that 24/7 sort of component because you can post in our specific chat channels, connect with other community members. And we literally have so many people from across the world supporting each other, helping each other out, and most importantly, really becoming securely attached and seeing the results. So I'd love to see you on the other side, and you can access it by using the link in the description box below.
What this does, okay, what the impact of this is that if I keep rejecting many traits within myself, I develop what we could call a dense shadow. And what's going to happen when I have a dense shadow is if I have all these rejected parts of me, well, one of the first things that happens is that creates a lot of unworthiness. If I don't accept these parts of me, I feel like I, at my core, who I am, is unworthy of being accepted and is unlovable. And then I go out into the world with this sort of half-baked version of myself where I don't truly express who I am and I'm not really showing up as myself. And then even when people do love and accept me, I'm not even fully receiving it because this part of me knows in the background that they're only really accepting parts of me. And this mirrors to me that I'm only accepting parts of me. And so here's the really interesting part about shadow work, and this is what you'll see. What we do when we don't want to accept these parts in ourselves is we often project them onto other people and we get triggered by them. So we can recognize that we have a shadow part when we are triggered by somebody else's behavior and we're judging them. And I don't mean like we're observing something. Like, let's say somebody is a murderer and they run around and they hurt people and whatever. It's not saying like, oh, that person is not safe to be around. It's not an observation or like a fact or an interpretation. It's a charged judgment. So it's like, God, that person just bothers me so much because they're so fill in the blanks. Okay. And these triggered judgments we make around other people, either their character traits or their behaviors, these are the things that are actually reflecting to us our shadow. And the way we can find this, some of the initial ways, there's many different shadow work tools, is where do we need to actually integrate this into ourselves more? Okay, so sometimes, as an example, I'll see people who get really triggered when other people are taking advantage of them. And if you were to use that as a mirror and look at that as like, okay, how is this person mirroring something to me about myself? You might go, oh, wow, I take advantage of myself a lot in order to please other people. Or I take advantage of myself in order to gain favor with other people. I reject and deny and repress my own needs and put others so far ahead of myself that I'm basically being advantageous in the relationship to myself. And so what's going to happen is when people outside of you act that way towards you, it's going to hurt 10 times as much. And it's going to be very triggering because it's sort of like the straw that broke the camel's back. If you're already doing to yourself something all day long, or at least throughout the course of your day or your week or your life, when somebody else does that back to you, you've already had enough of that pain, right? So it hurts a lot more and you feel that triggering. And so it's really mirroring to you. The fact that it's mirroring to you is really an opportunity for you to go within yourself and see what needs to be integrated. And so you might call that person selfish, and you actually might need to integrate a little bit more selfishness. You might have disowned that trait completely to the point where you are always self-sacrificing. And if we don't have like a healthy relationship to ourselves and to our ego mind in a healthy way, not in an overly attached way, not in a, we only see the world through the filter of our ego minds, and we are only looking through the lens of those painful beliefs and all these conditioned patterns that we've accumulated over the years. But if we don't have this relationship to, hey, I'm a human and I have needs as well, and I'm not going to attach to those needs at all costs, but I'm going to recognize that it's safe and okay to express my desires and to have intentions and to be treated kindly by others and to hold that standard or that boundary for myself. If we don't realize these things, then sometimes we actually have to integrate a little bit of this healthy sense of selfishness into the equation. And sometimes the triggering event in other people outside of us that causes us to be upset when other people are selfish is showing us our own lack of kindness in the relationship to ourselves. Maybe if we looked at, you know, how other people treat us, it triggers us. Maybe it's a reflection of how we're also treating ourselves. Okay, so that's one really good way to find your shadow. Your shadow can also be things that trigger you in other people that you're also actually doing to other people in your life and not recognizing it, or even to that person in the moment that you judge them. So maybe you're like, God, that person's so rude and blah, 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 and you make this judgment, but maybe actually in your mind, in the moment you're judging the person, you're also kind of being rude to the person that you're judging, right? So it can sort of have this mirror effect in that way. And so what you want to do with shadow work, and I'm not going to go into exercises and tools too much in this video. I have an amazing, really extensive, deep course on this inside the Personal Development School with a whole bunch of different deep dives into our shadow work processes and where our memories are, how we repress the traits and how to reintegrate them and how to meet the needs that we're not meeting, and all these different sort of layers to it. But what you want to recognize is the things that trigger you about other people are really beautiful entry points into deeper parts of yourself that are kind of your blind spots and parts of yourself that you may not be realizing or have self-awareness around. And one of my favorite quotes is by Rumi, and I might butcher it. I think I still know it by heart, but it just says, if I'm so irritated by every rub, how will I ever be polished? And it's really beautiful because, you know, what that's saying, and I'm sure it's clear, but what that's saying is all these things that are like sort of poking at me or irritating me, they're actually helping me to polish and see and recognize and, you know, in this case, integrate and love the parts of myself that I'm not. And so shadow work is one of the most beautiful tools to do that. And I highly recommend learning more about it and doing a deep dive into it. And I will keep posting some other future shadow work videos as well from time to time. So thank you so much for watching this video. Please like and share and subscribe to this channel if you get a lot out of it and if you've been watching it. And thanks for being here and being a part of our community. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video.